Joining us in the studio this morning is Sarah Schultz. She is Executive Director of the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got one of the marquee events, if not the big event, for anybody that's looking at doing a building project or maybe wanting to sell some of their wares as a contractor coming up. It's the UP Builders Show. What's happening, when, and where?
That's right. It's our 42nd annual show. Starts Friday, March. What is March? March 4th through the 6th, 5 o'clock Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, of course, we'll be there the whole week setting up. That's always exciting. And this, we just want to make this year's UP Builder Show about making everybody's house a home.
You know, it's real interesting. You got this many years of history underneath its belt, but there's always something new and something different at the Superior
right.
Dome. What do you got on the docket?
We do have a contest going on. It's on TV6's website, and we have four businesses showing off new and innovative products, something to make the house a little bit more upcoming, maybe energy efficient. There's some different things on there, so people can go vote on that. And they're competing to win a free booth and over $5,000 in marketing. We have a children's area. We're going to have a bouncy house this year. We're not putting it on, but Bosque Equipment and Party Rentals is bringing it.
Oh,
so
okay. All
there'll
right.
be lots of stuff for the kids to do. We have a demonstration area again, so you can learn how to organize your home, healthy cleaning products, benefits of Trex decking. UP AeroSeal will be there with their AeroSeal duct sealing technology, and we'll have more demonstrations throughout the weekend, too.
There is so much going on at the Builders Show every year. I mean, if you go there, you know, don't expect to just do it in 15 minutes and walk around, because if
right.
you walk in, you've got so, I mean, as you mentioned, just those, some of those vendors and some of the other things that are going on, there's so many ideas, too, because you do these large displays that have everything from, I know the window store does a thing where they'll sometimes put up a sunroom, and you've got Freco that builds, basically, it looks like some sort of palace in the middle of things.
Right.
But that's also on the docket as well to check out.
Yep. We have a lot of vendors doing really big exhibits. And we have a lot of vendors giving away raffles. You can win a free furnace. And, of course, the HBA is doing their garage raffle that they do every year. So that'll be there as well. And our charities this year will be there promoting their businesses, UPAWS, and the Professional Women in Building as well.
It's interesting as we look at this that you've got it April, or I should say March 4th through the 6th, Friday 5 to 9, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 11 to 4 at the Superior Dome in Marquette. But you're also, there's still a few spots left for vendors, for contractors, if you're interested in doing it. How would they go about finding out more to get one of these slots to be a vendor?
They can go to upbuildershow.org. All of the information is on there. The forms are there to download. We have one business that deals in carpeting, but we don't have any flooring people.
Oh, really?
So we are looking for some businesses to come in and, you know, put out some of their flooring. We have about 10 to 15 booths left, so we're looking to sell out this year. And, of course, if you're a member of the Builders Exchange or the Home Builders Association, your booth is discounted quite significantly.
It's 7:52 on this Friday morning. We continue with the program, and joining us in the studio from the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula, the executive officer, Sarah Schultz, with us. And we're talking about the annual UP Builders Show. Sarah, for those that are just joining us, let's give them all the details again, when and where. And then in particular, if you're a contractor, how to get involved, and also how people can put it on their schedule to get tickets. So what's happening with the Builders Show?
All right. It is March 4th through 6th, Friday 5 to 9, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 11 to 4, at the Superior Dome, of course. And we do have 10 to 15 booths left we're trying to fill, so they can go to upbuildershow.org. All of the registration information is on there. They can. We're still looking for sponsors for some of our areas. They can sponsor. They can do raffles. So all that information is on the website. They can always also contact the HBA or the Builders Exchange as well.
And this is going to have, more than 200 booths, over 125 exhibitors, but you've also got some key sponsors that you want to make sure you thank with this event as well.
Yes, our major sponsor this year is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And they're helping out quite a bit with this, I'm sure.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned that for people that are interested in perhaps having a booth, being a vendor, you can find out information at the website, but it also is an advantage to be a member of the HBA. Tell us about that a little bit.
Right. The Home Builders Association and the Builders Exchange put this on together. And either way, if you're a member of either organization, your booth will be decreased. The price of the booth will be decreased significantly for joining one of those organizations.
Discount there for that.
Absolutely.
You've got raffles, charities that will be there doing things. And again, it is the 4th through the 6th of March, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How is the admission fee structured?
Adults and kids over 13, it's $4 this year. Kids and senior citizens are $2. And of course, the young ones under 5 are free.
And if you buy a ticket on Friday, does that mean you can come back on Sunday and check out something?
Absolutely. You can come back every day.
Because this is the way attendance to work there, and anybody that's ever been there, is you will go there perhaps on Friday, maybe even Saturday morning, and you go and you see some project, and maybe you say, okay, this is really cool. You talk to a contractor. Then maybe you got to run home and take some measurements or convince the other half or whatever that this is right. going to be something to look at. So you want to be able to kind of go back and forth.
Exactly. And there's might be some raffles where you might have to be there to win or something, so you might want to come back. You'll want to be there Sunday at noon when we draw the ticket for the garage raffle.
That's right. Tell me quick about the garage raffle that you've got going on.
The HBA is raffling off a 24 by 24 garage again. They're $10 a ticket. You can get your tickets at the builder show or before the builder show at the HBA office. You do not have to be there to win. And in the past years, they've changed it to a 50-50 because we didn't sell enough tickets to do the garage, and that is always the case. If they don't sell enough tickets, it changes to a 50-50. Last year, we gave the winner $4,300 cash. So.
Wow. Well, it certainly sounds like a great opportunity to find out more about information for projects that you may be doing at your home. Or if you're also interested in being a vendor, it is for the UP Builders Show, Superior Dome in Marquette, March 4th through the 6th. And if people want to find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Head to our website. It's upbuildershow.org, or contact the Home Builders Association or the Builders Exchange.
Sarah Schultz is with us this morning, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. I know we'll talk with you again soon as we get closer to the event, but good luck with everything coming together for the UP Builders Show.
Thank you.